I started every week? Well, week, every episode? Do I always say okay? I think I do. So I'm just as bad at starting podcasts as I am ending them. Oh, shit. How the hell are you? I hope you all are great. All three of you. Sometimes less than that. Okay. Lots of exciting stuff going on. I don't fucking know. I don't know, man. I got a nice iced coffee here.
For the ice.
Isn't that nice?
Got a store.
I've tried, like, all week long this week, I tried to make a fucking iced coffee. Because I have this really nice coffee machine. It's an espresso maker, and it hasn't worked. Because I bought some of this Starbucks pumpkin spice latte coffee. I love Starbucks pumpkin spice. I'm basically a white girl. I do like, I hate admitting it, but pumpkin spice is like my jam, okay? You just don't understand, okay? They have this pumpkin spice cream cloud thing that's fucking delicious, too. What the fuck are we talking about? Anyway, my point is I couldn't... This is the first day I've got close to making an iced coffee successfully with the machine. I got the machine earlier this year, and I made an iced coffee with it the second day, and it was fucking perfect. I mean, it was better than a store, and I've never been able to recreate it. Okay. There's the burp. I always burp on this show. I think I figured out why I burp when I start recording the show. It's because of the way I'm sitting. This chair that I'm sitting in an old video game chair. And if you remember them, you guys remember those chairs? The shitty rocking chairs that if you're not careful, you'll go flying backwards in. I have one of those set up next to my little recording studio. And it bends me in a way that just fucks my stomach. And when I drink, because I have severe acid reflux that I've developed over this year because I don't take care of myself. And I think it just forces burps out. Anyway, so that's how we start this shit. I'm getting ready to get back out and do some shows. Safe, socially distanced shows. I'm not doing too many because I'm still kind of like, I don't know about it, but I had some shows that, and I had a schedule that I wanted to keep for the year. I wanted to try to get an album done this year, so I'm going to just try to do that still, but I don't know. I'm still a little iffy on going out and doing sets, but we'll see. It's they're socially distanced shows, so, and then some of them are outside. So we're going to keep that going. Just trying to... I'm not doing much this the rest of this year with stand-up because I don't want to risk anybody getting sick. The way I explained it to the venues, and they explained to me, they were like, yeah, we totally agree. I didn't want anybody to get the Black Death shit because of my fucking dick jokes, you know? And it's not worth it for anybody in my crowd to get it, and it's really not worth it to me to bring it home and give it to somebody else or me. I don't want it because I'm a fucking delicate, beautiful flower. Okay. So I have some things that I thought about talking about this week just to see where it would take us, because that's what I do with this podcast. But right before I hit record, I'm like, what's something I can talk about and see where it takes me? I write it down on my phone, and then I just riff from there. That's a little behind the scenes on Indifferent. How does he prepare for this art of a podcast? Well, gang, I write a few notes and see where it takes me. and the first thing I wrote down Hold on. Sorry, the coffee is making me... Coffee fucks up my throat a little bit because of the reflux. So I can't drink much of it anymore. Anyway, the first thing I wrote down, it's 5 words. Nope, yep, 5 words. Okay, before I get to this. For whatever reason, my brain has trouble looking at things and counting them immediately. I think it just means I'm stupid, but like, if there's more than, like, 4 things, I have to physically count them. I think it just means I'm stupid. Because I know, in, like, mathematical terms, I'm just stupid. Like, if you put numbers in front of me, I don't know what the fuck's happening. I am the guy that still counts on my fingers when I do some some math. I used to do this joke in my act. I haven't done it for a long time. I should bring it back. It's a good joke. I used to be in school. I was so bad at math that on this test, I got an FU. God, that's a great joke. So, what am I talking about here? So here's the note that I wrote to see where it took me. And it's 5 words. One of them is a contraction. And it says, I'm not good at anything. Which is sort of true. Like, there's a bunch of shit that I can do. Kind of. There's very few things that I'm really good at. And there's even fewer things that I've gotten good at. Like, I've never really taken the time to get good at anything. Like, learn how to do a thing. There's a bunch of stuff that I like doing and that I wish I was better at, but I just never fucking took the time to do it. Like, I can kind of play the guitar. I can kind of play the drums. But not technically. Like, when I play the guitar, if I sit, which is very rare anymore, but if I plug in my guitar and I just mess with a song until I go, eh, it's close enough, and then that's... Same thing with the drums. If I sit down at my drum set, I just, let's see, how does that song go? Doom, 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 doom. Yeah, that's close enough. And I think it's a patience thing. I think it's a reward thing because, like, I don't feel like there's any direct reward with me learning, like, spending 2 months learning how to actually do that. And there's other things that I can kind of do that I just didn't take the time to comprehend, like stuff with like a car. Like, my dad just knows how to fix cars. He just knows how to do it. And he's tried to teach me specifics. I don't fucking know. I can change the oil in a car. I can do that. I can fill all the fluids. But after that, that's about it, kids. I'm not good at anything. I think the reward thing, like, I have trouble doing things if I don't see a direct response or reward. And some of that comes from being a stand-up comic. Excuse me. Coffee's fucking with me. Shouldn't have done it. Being a stand-up comic, it's immediate reward. I make a joke, and then boom, I get the laugh. Whereas if I sit and play the guitar, I'm never going to play the guitar in public. I'm not going to be in a band. It's not going to happen, so I don't fucking learn how to do it. And there's been different times where I've been like, let's spend a couple of weeks and learn how to play this specific song. I have a chord book sitting on my bookshelf down here that's got 4 or 5 songs that I printed out the chords to learn how to play. And it has instructions on how to play the song too. And I've watched YouTube videos trying to learn how to play this song. I'll just use the Alice Cooper song 18. I was like, I'm going to fucking learn how to play this song. I'm going to learn the chords of this song. It's going to be badass. It was earlier this year. No, it was fucking last year. I got up in the morning. I grabbed my guitar. I plugged it into an amp. I pulled up the YouTube video. I watched it. And then this is how far I got. Down, now, 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 now. That's as far as I got. I can do that shit. And after that, I couldn't get it. I couldn't learn it fast enough for myself. Actually, that's part of, I think, why I've gained weight and why I have trouble losing weight once I gain it. It's because the results don't happen fast enough. Like, if I could lose fucking 20 pounds, 15, 10 pounds overnight, I would stay in fucking shape, man. But I don't. It doesn't work like that. I like quick. I need instant gratification. But what's weird about that is I don't need instant gratification with everything. There's other things I can totally wait for. Like, if there's a record I want, or whatever, I'll just fucking wait. I don't give a shit. I don't need it today. But then when it's other shit, like stuff that I can control, like stuff I do, if I can't get it in like a day, I have this joke that I've never really done anything with. I wrote it. I'm what's called a lazy perfectionist. If I can't nail it on the first try, I ain't gonna do it. It ain't worth it. Yeah, man, that's me. That's... I don't know, man. I think I just... I don't know, it's a weird thing. I just... I think it's a risk-reward thing with me, because I don't see any direct reward from me learning actually how to play the guitar. Like, because I just play the guitar for myself, just because I think it's fun. So I don't have to give a fuck, because I don't really care. It doesn't matter enough to myself, by myself, if I fuck up the song, because who cares? It's just me. I don't give a shit. If I decided to do it like a music open mic night, which I've thought of at different periods in my life, like, I'm going to learn 3 songs and go perform at this open mic night. If that was a legitimate I'd probably actually get closer to learning those songs for real, because there's an audience. But I also would be like, it's an open mic night, nobody gives a fuck, nobody's paying attention, which, by the way, is true of open mic nights. If you're a comic or a musician and you think anybody's paying attention at the open mic night, you're wrong. But that's okay. That's what open mic nights are for. It's actually good practice. Because you'll find when you're doing bar shows, no one gives a shit. You got to make them give a shit. So I'm not good at anything. The few things that I'm good at, I think I just got lucky. Like, it didn't take a lot of time to get good at. Like cooking, I'm really good at cooking. It just happened. I didn't have to learn how. It just happens over on its own. I just got lucky with cook because I kind of am like, that would be good together. You mix them together and you're like, oh, fuck, that's good. But on the other end of the spectrum, baking, I fucking suck at baking. Because baking's more exact. If you're baking shit, you have to fucking read the recipe and know exactly how much of this to put in, how much of that to put in, and I ain't got time for that shit. I think it all comes down to laziness. It really does. Because I don't want to invest a bunch of energy in something and not get a reward. Wow, this is a fucking therapy session of a podcast. Yeah, man. I don't know. I guess I just... I don't fucking know. Oh, here's something else I was thinking of the other day. This doesn't have anything to do with the other... Well, it kind of does. I'm amazed by actors who become their character. And I'll give you a couple examples. Like, there's people that talk about, like, movie stars are like, yeah, he became that guy. That's not what I'm talking. I'm talking about, like, small bit actors. Like, there's a handful of people that come to mind for me that have characters that they do that are separate human beings from them. Meaning, when that person performs that character, they have a, it's a separate thought process, a separate being. And the big one that comes to mind for me is Martin Short with Jiminy Glick. Jiminy Glick is a character that Martin Short does. Jiminy Glick is a talk show host, and he's a imbecile, and he's rude, and he doesn't care, and he's fat, and it's a hilarious character. But there is no part of Martin Short in that character. Like, most of the time when you watch something where somebody's acting, you're like, oh, that's still Shia LaBeouf. You know, like, that's still Tom Cruise. It's Tom Cruise playing a character. But when Marty Short does Jiminy Glick, there is nothing about Jiminy Glick that is Martin Short. And the reason I say that is because when he performs Jiminy Glick, if you ask Jiminy a question, Marty has an answer ready. Not like, he doesn't go, he doesn't think about, he knows Jiminy Glick's answer. Which means Jiminy Glick is a separate person. Because, like, if you can become a character and just operate as that person, it's not even really acting at that point. You know, like, when Marty Short does Jiminy Glick, it's not acting. It's another person. It's hilarious. It's hilarious, man. The way Jiminy Glick berates these celebrities is fucking hilarious. Because he's so blissfully unaware of his own ignorance. If you're listening, all three of you, if you're listening and you've never seen Jiminy Glick, get on YouTube, type in Jiminy Glick, and just watch whatever ones you want. Watch them all. They're all... I don't care if you don't like the person he's interviewing. It's still fucking funny. To be able to create a character and get to know that character so well that you don't have to have yourself be that character... That's amazing to be able to separate yourself from to create a new person. That's what you're doing with a character like Jiminy Glick. When Marty Short dons the Jiminy Glick makeup, it is not Martin Short playing a character. It is Jiminy fucking Glick, which means he's a different person. There's some other people, like, there's the radio show Bob and Tom, which I was on when I was in high school. Thank you very much. And I performed at one of their live shows as well. But this isn't a plug for me. There's a guy that does a lot of characters on that show. His name is Ron Sexton. He does a handful of call-in characters in live, and he does them in concerts, too. Ron Sexton does Donnie Baker, Floyd Tucker the Trucker, Kenny Tarmack, a bunch of other characters. But when Ron Sexton becomes Donnie Baker, it's a separate person. He knows how Donnie Baker thinks. He knows how he would respond in any situation. Just like Martin Short with Jiminy Glick. If you put Jiminy Glick in any situation, Marty Short knows exactly what Jiminy Glick would do in that spot. Because Jiminy Glick is a real person to him. Same with Donnie Baker and Ron Sexton. There's no pause with Donnie Baker and Ron Sexton. There's no thought, how would this guy handle this? It's just boom, because the instinct is there because it's a separate person. And I'm saying it like with amazement, because to be that talented of an actor, that's a gift, man. To be able to create something so fucking real that you can just separate yourself from it. Like, any time in my life that I've ever acted, like, in college, I made a movie for my final project rather than an internship. When I was in college, I went to school for, my degree is in broadcasting and digital media, which means I learned how to be on the radio, I learned how to edit audio, and I learned a bunch about filming and TV production, all that shit. So for my final project, you're supposed to start an internship, meaning you work for a local TV station, or you work at the local radio station, getting cups of coffee for people on the air. And I was like, fuck that, I don't want to do that. And I'd always wanted to see if I could make a movie, because I'd made videos for YouTube in high school, and I've written little sketches my entire life, and I wanted to see if I could do that long form, and I fucking did it. But when we were making the movie, I took it serious because it was a grade. I had a reward, meaning there was a purpose to it, which circles back to the beginning thing. I would have never made the movie if it wouldn't have been for a grade, because I knew nobody would watch it. I put it up on YouTube for like 2 years. It got something like 300 views, and then I took it down. But I got a grade on it, so it was worth my time. I spent like 6 months or more making this thing. And my point is when we were making the movie, I had all my friends acting in it, and I was the one who always laughed during the scenes. Because it was a funny movie. There's funny parts in the movie. And I would ruin scenes because it was so ridiculous to me. The fucking, because I'm not that good of an actor. Like, I mean, I can act. You give me lines, I'll deliver them. But I wasn't committed to the character like these other, like Jiminy Glick. You'll never see, if you watch Jiminy Glick, when the person he's interviewing starts laughing at something he said, it never breaks him, because it's not Marty Short playing a character. It's Jiminy Glick. The question is hilarious to everybody else, but not to, because it's a real question at that point. But I would break character in this movie laughing at the stupidity, because I didn't I couldn't create a new character. I do small little sketches on Facebook all the time. I do this kind of shit. I've acted my entire life. In elementary school, the school that I went to, it was a Catholic school. So that tells you about me. But they made you be in plays. You didn't have a choice. It was part of your music class or whatever it was. I don't remember what they actually called. You were either singing in the choir or you acted on stage. So I started acting in like second or first grade. You didn't have a choice. You just had to do it. And then when I got to middle school, I didn't do it right away. And then I did it. I joined the drama club and I did a play and I did all this shit. And then in high school, I did a couple more, but I never liked it. I never liked acting because it was too much pressure. It wasn't fun for me because I had to rely on other people and other people relied on me. Like when you're acting, especially in front of an audience, if you're filming it and editing it, it doesn't matter that much. You can act, you can do whatever you want because you're editing it. But if you're in front of an audience, there's rules and there's like, you have to keep the character. You have to know your shit. You can't stop. And I never liked the pressure of that because I don't. It just wasn't fun for me. Like in high school, doing the plays, in middle school, I did it, but it was not fun. What was fun was the social aspect of it, meaning everybody getting together after school for rehearsals and running around backstage and going out to eat and making out with people in the back. You know what I mean? That kind of shit. That was fun. But the show was never fun for me. It was just stressful. That's like when I hear, like, that's one of the reasons I hate local plays. That's not true. I had to go to one for school. That's why I don't understand why people act in local productions, because there's no point to it. You spend 4 months or more practicing this thing to perform it for 3 weekends or less, probably like 2 weekends. That's 4 shows. And you spent 4 months working. That's not worth my time. And you don't get a monetary reward at the local level. You don't get, it's not, I don't know. I just feel like a lot of the, like, small production acting is a waste of time. Because it's not, and there's some talented people doing it. That's not the problem. There's people that I've seen in small productions that I'm like, that guy is funny. That guy is a good actor, whatever. But there's no point in it because you worked so fucking hard memorizing the script, memorizing your calls and all that shit, your cues. And then you do it 3 times and then you're done. Is it worth the fucking headache? It can't be. I've had people want me to do plays forever. Like, I fought in high school. I fought with these people. No, I don't want to do it. But we need just such a da-da-da. Fine, I'll do the fucking thing. I hated it. Here's what I like. If I ever got to a point in my career where I was acting on TV or whatever, which I don't think will happen, my favorite kind of parts are small, funny parts. Like, here's my example of what I want to do acting-wise. You know, there's an episode of Seinfeld where Kramer is ducking the cable company because the cable company finds out that Kramer's been getting free HBO and he keeps hiding from the cable company, and there's an actor in it who plays the cable guy coming to get Kramer, and he chases Kramer, he calls Kramer. The whole show, he is involved. He's talked about on the show. But he probably has less than 2 pages of dialogue. But those 2 pages of dialogue were so funny and so important to the show that when you think of that episode, you can't help but think of that guy. That's what I want to do. I want to do small parts that don't matter, but they matter so much that you can't ignore them. That's what I like. That's my ideal acting job. Not a walk-on spot. I love small little parts where you just memorize a page and then you're done. If I ever got to a point in my career where I could act on something like that on TV, that's what I want to do. Small little shit. And if you can steal the show with small shit, you're better than the star, baby. Like, when I was in high school, there was the director of the plays and I never got along. Because she took it way too serious. I never took it serious because it's a high school play, who gives a fuck? And it always bothered me because she would scare these little... Like, when I was a sophomore or a senior, I was older. And in high school, all four... the plays would be 9th grade through 12th grade. And these 9th graders would come in terrified because the director would scare these poor kids into thinking that it mattered. She would freak them out so bad before the show. I remember once, right before the show, the opening night, I was in this play. I don't remember what play it was. Might have been Shakespeare. We did a comedy Shakespeare thing. It might have been that one. She gathered the whole cast to give her, like, pre-show, opening night, we can do this thing. And she started talking about how important this was and how to stay on script and fucking do this and this matters. This isn't like middle school. There's a crowd out there, blah, blah. And these poor kids were so fucking terrified of what if I forget my lines? What if I do this? So she was harping on that. And as soon as she was done, she walked away, and then I said, here's the truth, guys. She's right, there is a crowd, but it's a crowd of parents and your friends. So here's what's going to happen. Even if you suck, even if you go out there and you can't remember a single line, at the end of the show, when we all go out in the lobby and meet the audience, your family, your friend's going to come up to you, say you did great, and then they're going to look you in the eyes and say, you know, you were the best. So don't fucking stress. Just don't worry about it. I hate the pressure that, like, she put on them poor kids. She tried to do it to me, but it didn't work because I just didn't give a fuck. Me and her fought, man. Oh my God, did we fight like cats and fucking dogs. But she still asked me to be in plays all the time, so whatever. I don't know. I just... I never liked the act. That's what I like about stand-up. It's no fucking... There's pressure, but not really. You just get to go up there and be yourself for an hour. That's where it's at, man. We're doing jokes and shit. That's what I like. I like that. But if I could do them small bit parts on TV like that, that would be fucking great. Alright, I don't know what the fuck just happened for the last half hour, but we did it. So that... I need to go brush my teeth. I haven't brushed my teeth yet today. That happens to me a lot. Does that happen to you? Where you're like, you've been awake for like 5 hours and you're like, I haven't brushed my teeth yet today. Now it happens a lot more because of the fucking masks. When you have a mask on, you're like, oh shit, I didn't brush my teeth and I had fucking huevos rancheros for breakfast and I'm smelling it. All right. I think we're going to call that an episode. All right. Bye. Hey, thanks for listening. Be sure to check out all my shit. Facebook and Instagram at Comedian Carl Jannetto. Twitter, YouTube, tour dates, and more links are all up at tinyurl.com/allmyshit. And be sure to check out more about the podcast at tinyurl.com/indifferentpod.